What it do, baby? What's up, all you cool cats and kittens?
What? Welcome back, fuck?
James Greg. Talk to me nice. What's going on in the world of a black man and a Mexican?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. A lot of nothing. Boo, boo. Hey, bro. I work. I do. I go home. Go to work. That's it.
You got to mix it up, James. We all got bills.
I know. I record podcasts. I mean, that's switching up a little bit.
That's true.
Nah.
I run. That's all I got.
I have hobbies.
What about you?
Speaking of hobbies, I love my guitars, obviously. But, you know, I get on YouTube every day. And I see these guitar players that are younger and better than me. And I think I just want to sell my whole shit. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, just don't give up on your dreams, bro.
Hey, give up. Sell them shit. I know they're expensive.
Give up.
Just quit.
Think about it.
Sell them and then buy some more golf stuff.
Just keep playing guitar, bro.
Follow my dreams.
Follow your dreams, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, like I said, I get on YouTube, bro, and then there's fucking people that just shred it up and down the neck, and I'm like, how? How do you do that? Why can't I do that? I've been playing since I was 13, and I can't do none of that shit.
Damn, you still ass?
You still ass, bro.
And that's how I feel about golf. I've been golfing since 2017, 2018, I think. And P gives me shit all the time. She said, you've been golfing all this time and you still ain't good. She doesn't realize how hard it is to get better in golf.
I think it's hard to get good at a lot of things. Like, you know, when I was younger, in my 20s, when I was 21 and people would be like, oh, you play guitar? And I'm like, yeah, I've been playing for 8 years. And they'd be like, oh, you must be pretty good. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm all right. But now it's like, oh, I've been playing for 18 years. And they're like, oh, you must be pretty good. And I'm like, nah, I'm not.
I just do this shit for fun. I ain't doing it to be no pro, man.
Yeah.
You ever heard this one? And I hit with a snake in the water.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody knows that one. That's a good one to know.
It is hard to learn new stuff at getting older and everything, but hey, you gotta keep trying.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks is what they say.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fuck what they say.
I'm an old dog.
I'm old yeller. They about to take me behind the woodshed.
No, not good.
No, just keep looking at the flowers.
Look at that.
Nice like man. Hey, so Greg, you participated in a field day today? Question mark.
No, I went to go sell tickets at the field day.
Sell tickets? It's not free admission.
No, bro, we're not feeding the parents for free. Feeding the kids for free.
It's the food. Okay.
Yeah. The kids were out there having a field day. I was inside in the air conditioner just chilling.
Hey, y'all hot children? Come get some.
They were walking by me. Hey, don't forget your milk.
Got to hydrate out there, man. I think of it like that scene. The little kids just walk up like, what can we ever just have? Like a salad or something from Nacho Libre.
Yeah, they said, we're eating outside today. I said, yep. They're like, what is it? And I was like, hamburgers and dogs. And they were like, hamburgers and dogs. They turned up, bro. They love that shit.
Oh, hell yeah, I love this shit.
Those kids are funny, bro. They're funny, man. The little kids, because the pre-K, you know, we gotta help them do everything. Mm-hmm. But they're old enough to talk and shit. And they're like, they come up to me, they're walking by. And they're waving at me, bro. It's all cute and shit. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Greg. And they're like, why do you work? I was like, fuck, I don't know, dude. Why are you asking me this question? Yeah, they're just funny, bro. And then this little girl came up to my, they're in line, obviously, but they stopped. They had a little pause at the door. And she turned and faced me, and she made like a scowl, and she goes, we're going to the bouncy house. And I said, oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, it's so aggressive. Hey, kids be making you think, man. I be around my nieces and nephews. Why do you look like that? I said, what do you mean? She said, yeah, why do you look like that? I said, I can change. I can change, I promise.
I had my money bag. They're like, what's this bag? And I was like, it's my bag. Relax. Like, I don't need it. I just need it. I was like, why are you up?
Lay McNasty. Why are you up? Sit down. I miss his old stuff.
Great. So you went out and about this past weekend. How was that?
Oh, it was cool. I need to quit acting like I'm young. You know what I'm saying? I got behind at work, obviously. So I worked late on Friday. And then I didn't get to leave to Dallas till Saturday morning. Honestly, I fucked up at work real bad Friday. So I was still working Saturday morning. I didn't leave till about 9:30. And then, but you know, it's cool. Got to Dallas, went straight to Pluckers with the boys. Had a brewski. Went to a couple bars, had some brewskis. And we went to my boy's birthday dinner. They had hibachi at his house.
Seen that.
Bro, it was crazy. I mean, the hibachi was cool, whatever. We got fucked up because the guy kept giving us sake. And then a fucking magician came, bro.
Hell to an yeah.
adult party? To an adult party, bro. A fucking magician. He had told me 2 weeks ago at the bar when I was there 2 weeks ago. He's like, I'm bringing Chris Angel. And I didn't fucking believe it, bro. Like, I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. You just talk. But now a fucking guy walks in after the hibachi guy leaves, and he's like standing by the garage looking tense as all hell, bro. He's like doing breathing exercises and, you know, hands are sweaty, mom, spaghetti shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Type he's shit. Just pacing. Mm-hmm. Like, he was fucking good, bro. Like, I was deep.
He wasn't like that guy that you sent us on Instagram where he made like the pee-pee appear?
Well, hello there. Hello there, mate. not that guy. No, this guy was fucking good. He's going to be on America's Got Talent next season.
Oh, okay. So
damn.
And then my boy Juan is the birthday boy. He's all fucked up by this point because we've been drinking. They had a bartender there and we were drinking. And then, that, like I said, the hibachi guy was passing around a fucking water gun full of sake. So my boy Juan's fucked up and the magician gives him a speech to give him like an introduction. My boy Juan's riffing all fucked up. And at the end, he's like, give it up for Sam, the magician man. And then Sam's like, thank you, Juan, for the introduction, but my name is Sam, the magic man. Bro, but hell yeah. Fucking good, bro. I'm not going to sit here and spoil the tricks for y'all in case y'all see him on the TV show or in case y'all book him. Look him up. He was fucking good. But, bro, like I said, he walked in, and I think it's part of his act for him to look nervous and shit at the beginning because, like, we were all talking shit. We're like, look at this nervous-ass magician from fucking Frosty the Snowman. looking ass dude, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But nah, bro. By the time we hit the last trick, and it could have been the shrooms talking, honestly. I was tripping. I'm not going to sit here and act like. But I was blown away.
Damn. Oh, fucked up.
My birthdays ain't shit. I just go hit golf balls.
And then, you know, me and my boys acted up, obviously. I didn't get home till Sunday morning at like 5:30, which is a mistake. Woke up at 10, caught breakfast, and I got suckered into going to a concert. Saw Ivan Cornejo. It was pretty good.
Oh.
Then I drove home right after the concert. Got home at 4 a.m. Monday morning. Went to work at 8. They put me on a fucking 8 a.m. call. I was pissed, boy.
I don't ever want to hear excuses about golf outings, Greg. The next time we book a 9 a.m. tee time and you don't make it, I'm fucking done golfing with you. Because you just talk about you are willing to do X, Y, and Z. But I say, hey, Greg, here's 3 days notice that we're going to go play golf. And I'm sitting outside this man's house. My alarm didn't go off. No shit, Greg.
You know, I got a weekend alarm and a weekday alarm, bro.
You know, that's but the thing. Your weekend alarm is whenever you want it to be.
I don't know the weekend alarm's on sometimes or off.
Shame.
Crazy.
Shame.
Hate to see
but,
it.
Yeah, it was a good trip, though. I had a good time. Like I said, adult magicians, better than I expected.
Mm-hmm. I should become a magician. In my second act of life, I might just become a magician. G, the magician man.
I don't think I like
magician
that.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. I say, oh, you think it's a cane? It's just a burner.
Damn.
It's the heater. Burner. Exactly. Look behind your ear, kid.
One more thing about Dallas. We went to this place called the Scent Room. Y'all know me. I'm in this world of luxurious fragrances, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the Scent Room is, bro. They had all these niche fragrances that I had only dreamed of smelling, you know what I'm saying? They had a Homage, Roja, the Shane. They had a couple of PDMs, but I was already familiar with PDMs. You know,
who are these people?
These are fragrance houses, bro.
What's PDM? Poke that monkey? I don't understand. Nah,
Parfum de Marley.
Parfum de Marley.
Who the frick is Marley?
Anyway, I got a new fragrance, bro, and I love it. And I was going to gatekeep, but that's not what we do in the fine world of fragrances. Or the world of fine fragrances. I don't know how I want to say that. Anyway, I might be fucking up the name, but the brand is called Juice Box. J-U-S Box. And the cologne I got is called Feel and Chill. It's an opening note of watermelon, middle note of coconut. There's some other shit in it. It smells fucking good, dude. I'm telling you.
The symphony? The opening note and the middle note?
That's how fragrances work, James.
They should have named it. They should have named it Fruit Ninja. I don't know what the hell you talking about. A whole buffet starts off
with watermelon nice, and coconut. Bro. I sit here and laugh, but when I walk in smelling like a Dropbox smoothie cafe, yeah.
What? I don't know what your intention is to walk in smelling like a tropical cafe.
I smell like the finest Miami summer day, is what I'm saying.
In West Texas, that's just
confusing. Ain't nobody gonna smell like me in West Texas.
Man, I can say the same thing, but it could be for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
You know, I'll be eating that spicy.
If y'all are in Dallas, check out the Scent Room. Like I said, they got a shitload of. I hate giving free promo, but it was worth it. They got a lot of shit.
I hate you giving free promo too.
Yeah. I'll give negative promo. There's a brunch spot. I don't want to get sued, so I won't say the name, but it rhymes with culinary top out. Don't go there. Shit was ass.
I want to know, and you can be as specific or not. You know what? No, there's not an option. I want you to be specific. What is the most unnecessary thing you've ever purchased, and how much did it cost?
Goddamn. Shit, I don't know. Honestly, probably my PS5. That shit is unnecessary. My PS4 worked just fine.
That's a cop out. I'll tell you right now, mine is my fucking dog.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I dropped. What was it? This was whenever we got our stimulus checks back during COVID. I'm pretty sure I spent, I don't want to lie, so I'll tell you, it was either $600 or $800.
Shit.
Damn.
But she's the queen's dog, so word to your mother.
I don't know, man. Maybe, yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a purpose for all my purchases.
What's the most expensive cologne you have, Greg?
I mean, it's like, I got a couple $500 bottles, but I mean, that's not what.
Yeah,
that's not
the point. God
damn.
$500.
Survey says, bing, number one answer.
They're necessary, dude.
Not whenever you have as many as you do. You have, what, like 15 now?
17.
Hey, you know what my new cologne that I got, you know what it's called? I got one just like Gray. It's called Omelette du Fromage.
Damn, banger, dude. They had it at the Scent Room.
It's by Dexter. James, what about you?
You said the most expensive thing or just like something?
Yeah, what's the most money you spent on something that you probably shouldn't have?
Oh man, I don't be blowing a lot of money like that on things. The one thing I will say, and it was just a one-time thing, it was like maybe 2-3 years ago, I went to an anime con, and I go through art, the art alley and everything, and check out the art and stuff, but I usually just buy like one or two things. That day, I was grabbing every fucking thing I saw that I liked. So that day, I would say I spent a good $200 on like 5 pieces of art.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
So, but that was a one-time thing. And then I got home and I said, what the fuck did you just do?
Hey, good for you. Good for you for being conscious of your spending. Because aside from my dog, I like to think that I'm pretty cost efficient. You know what I'm saying? If the colognes I bought, I use my wife's Ulta points. She claims that she doesn't know that I was using them, but she does. So they were basically on sale. Or, you know, if somebody has me for Secret Santa, I'll tell them, hey, team up with P and y'all spend, you know, the 50 and 50 to give me a nice little scent or something. Don't spend all your money at me in one place. And then I don't be buying myself shit. Every time I buy a golf club, I always sell one off to make up some money to buy something else.
That's probably going to be the next thing I splurge on is a golf club. I need a driver immediately. So I've been looking at shit, and I'm just like, Well, it's one club, so what's it gonna hurt? My
If
driver's
you just golfed right-handed, James, I could give you so many drivers.
I'm sorry that I'm left-handed, bro.
Fucking lefty.
So I saw this one is like 300, so I'm like maybe I'll drop that.
You
But
need to get on Marketplace. You talking crazy.
I'm still indecisive. I haven't pulled the trigger on anything, so I'm just still looking around and stuff. Because I'm really trying to golf more this year. Because last year I slacked off with the golfing. I didn't play enough. So this year I'm kind of trying to make that a goal to golf more. So I was like, but first of all, I got to get a driver though, because my driver's from like 1885, so I need to get something new.
Damn, you were there for the opening whenever that dropped, huh?
Yeah, when they have the wood clubs and shit.
You were outside
Yes.
the salon,
The
the saloon.
salon.
One of them words. English be kicking my ass.
But yeah,
That's why I
that's
teach
one thing I
me.
need to do. There was something I was going to bring up and I forgot what it was. Oh yeah, that's what it was. So we can go ahead and get into it. RG3 and Ryan Clark. See, I knew RG3 was like kind of corny for a while, but I didn't know it was to this degree until I've seen the post as of late. And I'm just like, oh, he really just lame.
Yeah. Listen, if for context, for those of you that don't know, I mean, we're all on social media nowadays. Go and see what led to it, but RG3 stirred the pot, and then whenever Ryan Clark didn't even really talk shit to him, just called him out on his bullshit, RG3 then played the victim as Karens do, because that's what he's acting like. I don't know, man. They posted that picture of him with his fucked up ass hair and his edge up, and I'm like, yeah, that's about right. That is the RG3 you're getting. That is the Robert you're getting. You feel me? At some point, as an adult man, you have to make a decision about who you're gonna be. And he made his decision a long time ago, apparently. And he was probably, wait, I don't want to get myself in any legal trouble. I've been wishing evil on that man since this whole thing started.
I think G's right. He's been this guy for a long time, and he went to Baylor. You know what I'm saying? So should have known back then. You know, they tried to get me to go to Baylor one time, but I had to go to work. And
I better think.
they offered me a scholarship, but I said, I'm not going to fucking church as a class every day or some shit. What is it? What is it called? Whenever you got to go to church.
Oh, damn it. I used to have to do it. I
Hey,
can't think of what
James
it's
been to
called.
four of them.
I went to
Damn,
two.
James.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't think of what it's called. But yeah, like,
Seminary. No.
no.
No, I think that's something else.
But anyway, if y'all don't know what it is, if y'all never been to a Christian private school, you have to go to these church assemblies every day. Or every, for me, it was like every Wednesday and every Thursday at the other school. And you have to get a certain amount of credits so you can graduate on your senior year and stuff. If you miss, it's cool, but if you miss a certain amount of times, you don't get any credits. And if you don't have that many, whatever, church credits or whatever,
Chapel is what it's called.
chapel, thank you, thank you. You can't graduate. So if you go, if you're thinking about going to college and you want to go to a Christian private school, think about that.
Don't do it. Go to a state school, you're fine.
But yeah, I forgot about that part. I thought Baylor was just like a private school. I didn't know it was a Christian school.
Well, if it's a private school, it's going to be a religious school.
No, they Baptist. That's why it starts with a
Oh,
B.
Baptist?
Baylor
Oh,
Baptist Bears. Them Bears
you're right.
Baptist. Baylor Baptist Bears.
You're right. You're right. Yeah,
That's not true.
that's my bad.
They're not Baptist.
I don't know, but there's,
Are
I
they
mean,
Methodists?
I don't know. All churches are greedy, so they probably everything rolled up into one.
Look, Google just said yes, Baylor University is a religious school. It is affiliated with the Baptist General Convention of Texas, strong Baptist heritage.
That explains a
I ain't
lot.
never, I ain't never met a grizzly that was Baptist. You know what I'm saying?
Are Baylor Bears supposed to be grizzly bears?
I'm just saying. I think they're speaking for bears at a turn, and they didn't even
Religious.
ask.
They can't just be speaking for all bears. In today's society, with today's climate, that's not safe.
Because you know the polar bears are probably Baptist.
Nah, polar bears got to be Protestant.
All the bears are atheists, bro.
You think so?
The way they just don't care about shit.
Yeah, if I lived out there in that terrible tundra, I probably wouldn't believe in shit either.
I'm saying, bro.
grizzly bears, that Baptist makes sense because they live in nature and shit. They're basically rednecks.
All right. Wow. So what about a regular brown bear?
Catholic.
Yeah. All right. And then a black bear.
Oh, not me. Not touching this.
Not me.
They're the other kind of Baptist. You know the ones.
Okay.
You know family.
What the fuck are they called? A panda?
Nope. Not touching that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in.
Yeah, I saw it in your eyes. You got, ooh, that lip started to quiver.
Moving on, then.
Look like Kanye down there.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, RG3 is super corny. A lot of people that are commenting can't read, can't fucking listen, because he said nothing offensive. He's just stating the facts. They even complimented his wife and said, like, she's more than just her race. And these people just took that and ran with it and just, like, his wife and this and that. He's talking about his family. I'm like, bro, if y'all really listen to what Ryan Clark was saying, he didn't say nothing super offensive. He only said something offensive to RG3. It's like, you cornball, you corny, and this is your whole stigma. And yeah, I don't know. He just lame.
He's acting like a trash panda. For those of you who are familiar with that animal, it rhymes with raboon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Raboon?
Oh, it rhymes with boon. That's what he's acting like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's being Uncle Tom.
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah, I was like, what is that? But now,
okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes the shit don't stick the way that it's supposed to.
I had to think for a second.
Kind of shifting gears here. Maybe not. I was reading something, or maybe I was listening to something. What is the biggest what if in history? And the context that I remember was in sports. So they were talking about, you know, if MJ never quit basketball, or if Greg Oden, you know, didn't sustain those injuries, or Brandon Roy, what if Tom Brady, you know, never went to Tampa or New England? What happens if, I don't know, any other, you know, prolific injury? What happens if Jason Tatum doesn't tear his Achilles?
Probably still lose. To be honest.
So, sports or not, right? What if Selena doesn't get murdered? What is the biggest what if in history in your mind? What if JFK doesn't get popped?
We're in a dystopia. No, I'm just fine. But the one that sticks out to me, and it's a sports one, just because I was rooting for this dude, is Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls.
Mm.
All those years. If this dude just stays healthy, the Bulls win at least two. At least. And
I'd argue.
I mean, you know, injuries derail you. Look at Paul George as well. Broke his leg, and he hasn't been the Paul George of in Indiana Pacers since.
He broke the shit out of his leg.
Yeah, so that's probably the one that sticks out to me in sports. For something in a movie, I would say Chadwick Boseman, if he doesn't pass away, how does Black Panther in the Marvel Universe look now compared to before he passes?
Mm.
If Jonathan Majors doesn't get caught up, what are we doing now in Marvel if he's still, you know, the villain? There's a few more, but I'll let y'all go.
Greg, any come to mind for you?
I think we talked about it on the pod one time. But if that Russian commander on that submarine didn't stop them nukes in the Cold War, you know, that's a big what if.
Because
He almost blasted the United States to high hell.
And in hindsight, I kind of wish he would have, but
I mean, you know,
not my decision to make.
But yeah, I think that would have altered the fuck out of everything if that man would have been like, yup, fuck it, send them.
Yeah, I'm feeling dicey today. Go ahead and send the nukes.
Yeah, I mean, Florida would have got wiped off. We wouldn't have no DeSantis. Probably would have hit D.C., you know what I'm saying? Because it was off the coast of Cuba. I don't know where the nukes would have hit. Probably would have been along the coast because I don't think it would have made it across the Gulf.
But Gulf of what?
Gulf of Mexico.
There you go. There you go. That's the only thing we call it on this podcast.
Can't take that away from the Mexicans.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
What about you?
Yeah, that's my answer.
What if Mark Sanchez doesn't run into that damn center and the butt fumble and everything else that transpired after that? That's probably the biggest one for me, sports wise. Or if A-Rod doesn't come to the Yankees in 2008 or 9, whenever that was. Yao Ming, what if he never fucks up his foot toe? How great does that team look? And then outside of sport, I would say. Yeah, I said it. I hinted at it. Selena, if she doesn't get murdered, is she the biggest superstar ever? Does she rival Michael Jackson? What if we never went to the moon?
Did we?
Well, that's a different story. What if every president that ever got assassinated didn't get assassinated? Yeah, the list goes on and on. Follow-up question, because I didn't mean for it to happen like this, but it does. But when does a person become important enough that it goes from being a murder to an assassination?
Ooh.
Like, if somebody kills me, they murder me.
I think the difference is I think an assassination advances the plot, and a murder is just a murder.
So there's a ploy.
Yeah.
There's something afoot. As they would say.
Yeah.
The game is afoot.
Damn.
Type shit. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Type shit.
Yeah. You spit facts now. So if I kill James.
Oh, shit.
Assassination or murder?
Murder. What?
Murder.
there could be a plan. Something.
That's crazy.
No, I wouldn't hurt you, James.
No. There is a plan. I would be in the forefront of the anti-James movement.
Ooh. Sounds about right.
We got
that's shirts, why that's why it would be an assassination.
I got a shirt that says AJM. You know what that stands for? Anti-James Movement.
Yep.
Or Avalanche Journal member.
All right.
For those of you who listen to the episodes, you'll get that one. For those of you that don't, go back and listen to 67.
These shirts are in our merch shop. No, I'm just playing. We don't have a merch shop.
If you want one, listen, we will listen to the people. If y'all want an AJM shirt, I got a cricket.
We'll set that up.
I'll turn my house into a sweatshop.
So you'll never guess what's coming back to Amarillo.
WT.
What?
Because WT was originally supposed to be in Amarillo.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, what? No, it's not that. It's a restaurant.
You know, SPC was supposed to be in Brownfield.
Damn, I'm glad it wasn't.
But they voted. They voted. I could get into this. You know what I'm saying? There's probably a certain family that voted. You know, the rally the town to vote against it because it was going to raise property taxes. Fucking idiots.
They could have saved Hong Kong.
Hey, the Hong Kong's not closing. God damn it!
What,
for bad reasons? They're closing because they want to move. They're not closing for financial insecurity.
Oh.
The post didn't seem like it. They were forced to close. It's just like, hey, that's it. We're riding off into the sunset.
That's what it is. Yeah, I think they're moving to New York.
Great. Estimate real quick. How much money do you think you've given to that establishment?
See, that's a thing though, bro. Whenever I was hitting that bitch hard in high school, you know what I'm saying? A buffet with a water was only $5.90.
God, I hate Jeez, this fucking bro. Country.
Damn.
Yep. Now you go and that shit's about 30. If you gotta get a second mortgage, that's about $35.
Refinance the crib to come here, baby.
I'm like, oh, so this is why Klarna got Afterpay, because this is why restaurants got Klarna now, because you can, they're charging so much.
Imagine fucking repo officers busting in, snatching up your sweet and sour chicken and egg roll because you ain't been making your payments on the last time you was in there.
Klarna going under right now too. Because people ain't making their payments.
They got too many burritos on Afterpay.
That's their own fault, bro. I don't know why you do that. For food, yeah. That's crazy.
That's a slippery slope, and they slip.
Mm-hmm. Back to what I was saying, though.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Long John Silver's is making its way back to Amarillo. Let's go.
They go?
Yeah, they had two locations, one off of Western and one off of the Boulevard, and they both closed years ago, before even COVID hit. And I was driving down Bell yesterday or something like that, and then this place where it used to be called Mr. Noodles or whatever, they closed down, and they said, coming soon, Long John Silver's. And, you know, I had a little tear, thug tear come down. I said, we're back, baby.
We back.
I say all that to ask, what restaurant would you want be brought back, like in Lubbock or wherever? And
I don't know if we talked about this specifically, but I've answered this question before, not directly, but I've given the answer to this. It's Grandy's, bro. Oh no, wait! I'm gonna change my answer.
Sorry, Grandy's.
I love you, Grandy's, but you're still operating in the greater Oklahoma area. I want to bring back Mr. Gaddy's.
Oh, I forgot y'all don't have that.
Yeah, it's a college now or some type of school.
Yeah,
it's a money laundering front.
fuck that pizza. Yeah, you got a nice peep shash. Lash peep shash. bring back Jack in the Box.
Oh shit,
wow. Bro! I used to love coming to visit Greg because there was a Jack in the Box in Lubbock. But whenever that bitch closed, I said, "Hey, I don't even have to be his friend no more. What the fuck am I gonna go to Lubbock for?"
Did you ever go to my apartment when I lived right by Jack in the Box?
Off of 50th?
No, dude. I used to live off of University and right there across the street from the stadium.
Yes. Yeah.
And that Starbucks used to be a Jack in the Box.
But yeah, I bring back Jack in the Crack. Give me some curly fries and an ultimate cheeseburger. Oh my god, bro! I'd give a lot.
Look, bro, being a sophomore at a party school right next to Jack in the Box was a recipe for disaster. We used to be that bitch drunk every weekend ordering 40 tacos, bro. They were like 60 cents.
Mm. Why did they close it?
Oh, they failed all the health code shit, bro.
Oh,
listen,
that'll do it.
Everybody loves sausage. Don't nobody want to know how the fuck is made. Stop looking behind the curtain. Stop breaking the fourth wall.
That's just like Jack
Taco Bell passes health inspections, and it still makes me do to do.
Yep,
I don't know what they be putting in that meat, bro. That mystery meat.
Hey, that could be a shirt too.
Mystery meat. Not even know what they put in that meat. Hell no, nah, bro.
We're spelling meat with two E's.
Hey, but
he's right though. You know, Oz lost its magic when they pulled the curtain back. Same thing about Jack in the Box.
I don't care what the hell's going on back there. I don't care what's crawling around as long as it's not in my bag whenever I get my food.
Oh shit, I don't know about it. But you're right.
Listen, when you walk into a buffet, everything looks fresh, everything tastes delicious. You don't know, they just wheel it out on the cart.
Then they let
that shit sit there. You could have walked in at 4, it could have been sitting there since 2. You don't know.
Fair.
Fair. Everything's cooked to a certain temperature back there. If they cook it, then bacteria and every other thing should die. Should. Asterisk. I don't work for the FDA.
Either way, I'm going to eat it. So
anyway, terrible news.
Hey, that ain't the first time I heard James say that, just so we're clear. And the first time I heard it, it wasn't in the restaurant.
What the fuck is happening?
terrible news at Amarillo. That's probably the last thing you want to see on a sign in 2025.
Shout out Long John Silver's, bro. I miss y'all.
It's 2025. How does Long John Silver's have a reckoning? How does it reappear?
Y'all have one in Lublin.
I know, but they've been open since probably like the 70s or 80s. They don't open now.
Hey,
I think we're down to one.
There's one right off the loop, and that's just barely hanging on.
Anytime.
That's the one right here by my house, right? On 4th?
No. I'm thinking of the one. Oh, it's off the interstate. Excuse me. Over there by that old buffet place.
Oh, yeah. There's two then, because there's one here by my house. And I'm not going to lie, bro. I pass by it a lot, but I don't look over there. But one day I looked over there, and that shit was jumping. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm.
James having his birthday party there.
Yeah, y'all weren't invited.
Hush puppies for everybody in this bitch.
Every time we go to San Antonio, you gotta get at least Long John Silver's. We don't get it in Lubbock, but if it's in San Antonio, crazy.
Wait. Let me can I revisit my Dallas thing real quick? Because I did try a restaurant that I've been trying to try for a long time, and I need to tell you about it. Are y'all ready? I was excited. I had Jollibee for the first time.
Who?
Jollibee.
The hell is that?
The Filipino fried chicken spot.
I'm not familiar.
Bro, that shit, 8.5 out of 10. Trust me.
8.5?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Now I get what you said. I had to look it up real quick because I was like, it sounds familiar, but I just can't put it in my head. Okay, okay. Yeah.
That whole slap. And then they were playing that song, Let's Groove Tonight. Because it was at a 7.5, but then I heard Let's Groove Tonight while I was eating it. Jumped it up, obviously.
Jumped it up.
The whole point? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
It's a Filipino chicken spot?
Yeah.
What kind? Like fried chicken?
Yeah, fried chicken.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jim.
I see it all the time when I watch K-dramas. They have them in Korea a lot, and they do their advertisements and shit. And these motherfuckers be just getting a big old bucket and just going home and eating that shit and crying and everything. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
That's what I recognize it from.
What sets them apart for me is I got the – it was just fucking expensive, by the way. I got a three-piece combo with two sides. It was $19.
God damn.
But I got the mashed potatoes and gravy and the mac and cheese. And then they give you a cup of gravy just on its own on the side so you can dip your chicken in. And it's the crunchiest chicken I've ever had in my life.
You never had none of my chicken, so you don't know that.
No, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, my chicken could be crispier. You don't know.
They have rice as a side. You dump the gravy on it. That whole supposedly slaps. That's what my boy Carl got. He told me to get it, but I panicked at the red shoe, and I was like, oh, my potatoes. And,
So 8.5 out of 10. All right. What's it called?
Yeah. Jollibee. Get the spicy chicken.
Jollibee. Okay. Hey, listen, I'm all for trying new chicken joints. So if Greg's saying it's good, I might try it. I don't know when the next time I'll be in Dallas, but next time, maybe we'll try it. Speaking of Dallas, this podcast, like the other 45 episodes that y'all been listening to, is brought to you by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas, 8775-DALLAS. Shout out that man. He just got somebody. He beat a case for somebody. So they were facing 25 to life, not guilty.
Wow.
So, listen, it's not free promo because he does sponsor the show. But it's proven. As far as I know, he's one for one on big cases. So shout out Dallas. Yep.
Good news is the payment went through. Better news is you got off. So well.
Yeah.
shout out Dallas.
Hell yeah. What I want to go to. Well, Greg, do you have something before I ask you ask this question?
No. Yeah, actually, you know, me and G are wrapping up the school year. We work with the schools. I grew up poor. I've said it all the time. I didn't do shit in the summer. But if you had the opportunity now as an adult to do something cool for the summer, what would you want to do?
It's hard for me to say. I mean, a lot of my younger years were spent in San Antonio. So during the summer, I had season passes to Six Flags or SeaWorld. And now, you know, I hear people in the panhandle talk about, oh, we're going to San Antonio to go do this and this. Like, motherfucker, that was every weekend. I hop on a bus and I'm there. So I can't do that. But I don't know. Let me think on it. James, you got one queued up?
Probably just like travel, not like major traveling like overseas or nothing, but just like, you know, hit some parks, some national parks and stuff like that, just to check that out. I'm not gonna be hiking, but I would like, you know, go check out parks, see the Grand Canyon, some bullshit like that. Summer vacation shit. I don't know, just kind of just move around, not just spend my whole summer just walking around, going to the pool on Earth and just hanging out over there. We didn't have a lot, so it wasn't too much to do. So I just, you know, getting out of Earth and doing something like that. I even go to California, go to fucking the Walk of Fame or some bullshit like that. Just go check shit out like that.
I think because you know how rich people like Greg's neighbor who's leaving for the entire summer. That's what I'd like to do now. If I could just up and leave for a whole season because I didn't want to deal with 100-degree temperatures. That's the shit I'm on right now.
Yeah, no, that's what my answer would be. If I could do shit right now, I'd get the fuck out of West Texas and go up north with the polar bears.
Damn, that far?
Yep.
I don't know if I'd go to where they wear fur hats, but I'd definitely make my way to like the Pacific Northwest.
Damn, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Side tangent. I saw this video of I might have mentioned this before on the pod, but this video of this polar bear, and he's like in the, I guess it's like a working camp or something like that. And he's charging at a dude, and these other people are like in the building hiding, and they're yelling at him like, you got to get on the, what do they call it, the snowmobile before he gets you. So he's running, and of course it's a fucking polar bear. So that man is chopping. That polar bear is moving. He turns around. He has a fucking rifle, shoots it. This bitch doesn't even stumble, stop, nothing. So he tosses the rifle. Luckily, he jumps on the thing and just goes off and takes off. I'm like, hell nah, bro. The thing didn't stop for anything. Got shot and everything. Just kept on moving.
That's how I move, bro. Somebody shoots me with the rifle, I'm going to keep chucking. I won't skip a beat. Okay. Put a hole in my chest. I don't care.
That's crazy. Right.
I'm familiar with the video. That shit. Those people are what's the word? Complicit. They just recording everything, screaming, hey, get away. Bitch, obviously he knows to get away and to shoot the damn thing. What are y'all doing cheering him on for?
Mm-hmm. I was just like, I was hoping he was going to make it, bro, because that polar bear was closing in. I was like, oh, no, right, please.
Said, no bear, no. And he bit me on the ass.
I don't think I've seen the video. You got to send it to me.
I'll find it and I'll send it to you here in a bit.
All over the place.
Yeah, I was scared for that dude because that polar bear was moving, bro. And I know that dude was running in snow, but this polar bear was just on his ass, dude.
I didn't know if you were going to ask the Instagram question. I'm logged in, so I'll go ahead and ask.
Oh, you got it then.
If you could change the national anthem to any song, what would it be and why?
Damn. Does Dallas ask that, right?
Yeah, he sure did.
That's a good ass question, bro.
I mean, there's only one answer.
What you got?
Get It On Tonight, Montel Jordan.
Get it on tonight, baby. Why that song?
Please go somewhere and get it on tonight.
I got imagine that
before
girl,
the biggest game of your life,
didn't I?
Just one moment, didn't
I? Anger, bro.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if that's what I heard before every sporting event. I would not be mad.
I would stop kneeling.
Yeah. Stop kneeling.
Well, if that's the national anthem, we're far away from that anyway.
Mine would be that whole mystical freestyle. Talk about help the bear.
Oh, you going that line without hair?
You're insane. Mystical is definitely a choice. I think, well, I have to keep it to a black artist for representation. So I'm gonna go with Prince, and it's gonna be Lil Red Corvette.
Wow,
I thought you were gonna go Purple Rain.
No, that song's too damn long. We would never get the game started.
Just the guitar part, bro.
Oh, I mean, maybe. But Lil Red Corvette, you know, it's still, you know, white people like Corvettes. I think that's a so we could appeal to the white demographic.
They just don't know what the hell's going on because that's not what that song is about.
Well, they're gonna hear Corvette and say, "Hell yeah, brother!" But the rest of
that car is made in America.
Exactly, and it's red. Hell yeah! But yeah, so Prince, Little Red Corvette. I think it would be suitable for all peoples of this nation for this melting pot.
Well.
Listen, did Dallas give an answer?
He didn't give an answer, but I'm sure he will. He's very active on the social media.
I'm just picturing the national anthem, Little Red Corvette, and everybody singing that shit.
Yeah, hey, you want to? I hate singing the national anthem. I couldn't tell you the last time I sang it, but them lyrics are lame as shit. There's one word in there. It's over. O'er. I don't even know what the fuck that mean.
When was it written? Yeah.
When was it written? You tell me. You were there.
All right. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, James walked right into that one.
I know. I was just curious, bro. But.
I had to. You tee it up for me. You know I'm gonna knock it out the park.
Listen to this part of the Little Red Corvette real quick. I guess I must be dumb because you had a pocket full of horses. chosen and some of them to use.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo. Mm-hmm. Everybody singing that shit.
Star Spangled Banner dropped in 1814.
Damn.
Woo! Yeah, it's time for us to change that up.
Who did that? Thomas Jefferson?
What?
Who wrote that? Thomas Jefferson?
Francis Scott Key.
Yeah, you don't know FSK?
Sure don't.
Me neither.
I sure don't. Anywho, you get cast in Fast and Furious 12, but you only can drive one ridiculous vehicle. What is it and how does it explode?
Because it's definitely going to explode. I like this question. I just wasn't prepared for it.
Give me a 2016 Dodge Viper ACR, and it explodes because I was granny clutching. And and Vin Diesel told me to do it for my family.
Mm. That's pretty good. That seems plausible. If the writers are listening, we might see that. Give me a 2010 Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger.
Automatic. Windshield wipers don't work. Mm. And it's in the tailgate. And it blows up just simply because I happen to be in the wrong place, wrong time, in the middle of one of these chases that be happening in these movies. I'm just at a stoplight. Oh my, look at that. And then boom.
Sorry, another side tangent. Monday, I was driving to work and I was at the stoplight. This car pulls up beside me. It was like a white Honda Civic or something. And what? I'm just focused, bro. And then I look, because I see smoke coming. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I look to my left, and this car is just leaking something massively, just leaking, bro, out of the bottom of the car. And it's just smoking. And the dude beside me is looking this way, too. And I look, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I look at the girl, and the girl's just like, just jamming, bro. I'm like, your whole car about to explode. What, like, what's going on here? I said, I'm going to get away from this before bad shit happens. But I don't know what the fuck going on with the car. But I was like, hey, you need to get out of that thing. But anyway, my car, it would be those damn Jeeps from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
And the reason it explodes is because I've had to fucking like mess with the engine or something. I got it started somehow, but it wasn't the right way. And... went too fast, and that bitch just blew up.
Is it the red wire or the green wire? Don't matter.
Let's go.
Damn, you didn't even get to drive.
Nah, I might get like you're like driving. Might get 5 miles or so, and then shit gonna get spooky.
Hey, it'd be like that though.
That sure does. Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by. It's just brought to you by us this week. Ain't nobody fresh on my mind. I got Grape Juice by Harry Styles. That white boy can sing. I didn't watch the new Elvis movie, but it reminded me of that scene where Tom Hanks goes, he's white. Whenever they're talking about Elvis.
I'm going to go with Leaving Town by the Turnpike Troubadours.
Yeah.
Been on
the Turnpike kick.
Bro, fucking Turnpike's good, bro. That album is fire.
Mine is Te Dije, Julian Alvarez y su Norteño Banda.
Hey.
Wow.
I saw something about him the other day. Not the other day. It's been a couple weeks. He was on tour. That man sold out the alcohol at an NFL stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out all the alcohol for like two or three shows. How many shows he had in that bitch?
Yeah, it was like three or so. And he's, every night, bro.
Before the show was over, too, I said, well, if you know the crowd... you know they be drinking.
Yeah, but 3 nights in a row at a stadium is crazy though.
Hey, it was in California. You know what's in California?
Mexicans.
The Mexicans.
Mexicans. You're right. Bonus points to Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw. You are absolutely correct.
Oh yeah.
I was doing some shopping before I got home today, and I went through self checkout. Because I'd be putting the stickers on my items so I can get them for less than what they're supposed to be. As people do in today's world. So, and then it got me thinking, though, because some people were having issues with their self-checkout machine. And then some other people were in line with the checkers. What is the most convenient slash not convenient thing around at the moment? So for me, it's that if I go through self-checkout and then it's just not ringing up, or my coupon ain't working, or it's alcohol and I got to show my ID, it's not really convenient anymore. Right? Because at that point, I'm wishing I had somebody to just scan my shit for me.
Yeah.
So what is something in your mind that's both convenient and also not convenient?
That's a good-ass question. You got something, Greg? Cause I don't know.
Nope. Something that's convenient but not convenient.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
I don't know.
Ordering food on mobile apps, because sometimes that shit just don't want to work. And I'm like, all right, then why the fuck is it you have a mobile app if it doesn't work half the time? Pizza Hut, I'm talking to you. Why does your shit never want to work right? And why do you log me out every time I'm trying to get in this bitch? I don't want to talk to nobody. I want to use the mobile app. Fix that shit. But that's one.
It's fair.
That's pretty good. Maybe the mini bars at a hotel. Because, like, you know, you wake up hungover as fuck and that Fiji looking real nice until that $18 ticket comes in.
Mm-hmm. Assholes.
I had another one. Valet parking.
Oh, yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Boy. Yeah, Wi-Fi is a bitch.
A bidet. What if you've ever had the luxury of using a bidet?
Why is that an inconvenience?
Huh?
Why is that an inconvenience?
Because in my booty hole wet.
you don't have to use it.
Listen. I had to try it. It's one of them things where it's like, okay, might as well. And to be honest, I'm going to be honest. All the cards on the table. I didn't even poop the time I used it. I got through peeing, and I just sat down to clean.
Hey, fucking yo.
No, it ain't got to be more. It was just curiosity, man. I never used a bidet before. I didn't have to go number two, but
nah.
Just sat down for a little splish splash.
Where did you use it at?
Where?
Yeah.
It was at a dinner party that I went to at
someone's house. I thought it was a hotel or something like that. Nah.
Bro, what kind of hotel do you think I'd be? I won't be.
I don't know. That's what I asked.
You know, Greg's got them fancy ass hotel rooms with his juice box cologne.
No, I don't.
Nah, I've never used one. I want next time I see one, I'm gonna try it just because I wanted to see what's up. But I don't know. I feel like it's just gonna be a weird sensation, and I'm not gonna like it.
If you want to practice.
What the fuck?
What do you mean practice?
Listen, y'all are taking this all out of context. I was going to say just splash, you know.
You want me to get the toilet water and splash myself, bro?
Splash your butt.
Get the fuck out of here.
The other option is just going full, you know, lift your legs up above your head and just get a cup of water.
Or I can just go buy a bidet and put it in there.
It would go back to my question about most unnecessary thing you ever bought. If you just went to go buy a bidet just to try it, I'll give you a Craigslist ad and somebody.
No. No.
Make it happen. Just
I want no parts of that.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I made a game earlier. I don't know how this is going to go, so we're just going to try it out. It's called Red Flag or Relatable. So I'm going to just ask y'all a few things and y'all tell me it's a red flag or if it's relatable. For example, they cried during Shrek 2, but not during Titanic. Red flag or relatable?
Red flag.
I got to be careful with my answer here. Relatable?
This is just an example, so.
Okay, then yeah. I mean, if it's just practice, red flag.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Y'all want another practice or y'all ready to go?
I'm ready.
I never needed a practice, James.
My fault. I just wanted to ease y'all into it. But okay, let's go. They think Fast and the Furious peaked at Tokyo Drift and refused to watch the rest.
Red flag.
Relatable.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me keep y'all's count real quick. Let me put this down real quick.
I mean, I watched others, but hindsight, the song alone, bing, 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 bing. I'm not gonna sing the lyrics to you, racist.
That's a badass song, though. All right. They call every actor they recognize that guy from Stranger Things, even if they aren't.
Red flag.
Relatable.
All right. they think Barbie was too political but loved The Purge.
Red flag.
Yeah, red flag.
It's fucking Barbie.
That's a big ass red flag. They spoil movies and justify it by saying it's been out for 2 days.
Oh my God. Everybody on that's Twitter, man.
That's some James behavior.
Really I never spoil shit for y'all. What are you talking about?
That is a big ass red flag. That's like China. Because they got a red flag. Not that they're
probably. No, I got you.
Wow.
Whoa. Don't do it.
I understand what you're saying. Thank what you. About you, Gray?
Wait, what's the question?
They spoil movies and justify it by saying it's been out for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, red flag. I thought I said it. My bad.
Sorry. You're good. All right. Let's get into something a little more. All right. They say free Chris Brown with their chest in 2025 after everything.
Oh, that's a red flag.
It's a red flag, man.
Red flags. They think Euphoria is a documentary.
Relatable.
Yeah, relatable.
Relatable.
Relatable?
I know some white crackheads.
Okay.
And some black crackheads.
They don't trust anyone who doesn't have a favorite Kardashian.
Red flag. Red
flag. Red flag. Fuck the Kardashians while we're on it.
Yeah.
All right.
And the Jenners.
They clapped when the plane landed and at the end of any Marvel movie.
Ooh. Red flag.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Bandera rojo.
Okay. And this is my last one. I want another Fast and Furious one. I forgot I did two of them. They think the Fast and the Furious should be required viewing in film school.
Relatable.
Once again, red flag.
Wow.
I just call it how I sees it.
All right, let me count this up real quick. So
three. I had a lot of red flags. I think I only had one relatable.
So five. So G, you have five red flags, and then Greg, eight. Goddamn, you had eight relatables.
What can I say?
He's a man of the people, and he's also willing to turn a blind eye to a lot of shit.
That was a test run. It's probably some tweaks I need to make into it, but I made this on the fly earlier.
Not bad. It's really not bad. Hey, to go along with your Chris Brown one, if you're saying free Tory Lanez, also another giant red flag.
I was going to put that one too, but I was like, I'll just leave with Chris Brown and keep it pushing.
Either one of them.
Yeah, either one would have worked. You got something before I ask this question?
My list is done.
Okay, then I'll ask you two more, and then we can get up out of here. Which character death still haunts you, and which one did you secretly like enjoy? Well, not enjoy, but like glad that it happened.
Ooh, character death. There's not show or era specifics, right?
No, just whatever.
Mufasa, bro.
Wow.
To this day, in the year of our Lord 2025, the death of Mufasa still plagues me.
And then, which one did you? Glad that it happened.
Let me come back to that one.
Okay.
Because I got some in my mind.
Greg?
I don't know. Probably, spoiler alert, probably Sasha from AOT.
Damn, that did hurt, bro.
Yeah, that shit made me sad. Or maybe that guy from Hell's Paradise. Yeah, the one that had the blind sensei.
Oh, bro. Why'd you remind me of that? I forgot.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit fucked me up. Emma Morley from One Day. Fuck, bro. I could go on all day about this. But somebody that I was happy that died. Oh, damn. I don't know, dude.
You know that old man from Breaking Bad? The one in the wheelchair?
The one
yeah. ringing his bell. I was praying on his downfall. So whenever he blew up, yes!
Did you want what's his name? Pollo Loco to die too, or you just wanted the old man to die?
Gustavo Fring? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Also, honorable mention, or maybe even the top spot, Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's a good one, bro.
For those of you that know, you know.
Greg, do you have one before I get into mine?
Damn, no, I don't. I guess I don't be really watching TV like that.
Not even from a movie or nothing?
I'm thinking, bro. But I think my problem is I've been wanting a lot of people to die, and then they die, and I'm like, all right, cool.
All right, cool. yeah. All right. Let's see. One that hit for me in the deaths, you hit on the nail on the head with Sasha. And then only reason this one kind of hit was because this man gave a whole fucking speech, and I was like, damn, bro, hell yeah. And then he immediately just went out was Irwin when they rode towards the Beast Titan. I know we talk about AOT a lot on here, but I'm going to keep that.
What about Steve Irwin, fucking James?
Steve Irwin, too. That's sad, man. Goddamn.
He wasn't a character, though.
No, he was a character.
Yeah, he's not
he was a person. Bro. He was a person, but he played a character.
When, what's his name? Rob in the Red Wedding. Spoiler. Damn. This is an old-ass show. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That shit hurt. I thought this man was about
2 days.
Yeah. I thought this man was about to take over King's Landing and shit, and, you know, shit didn't happen the way you thought. The one that I was glad that it happened was Walter Frey when, what's her name? What's her name, G?
Not Sansa, her little sister.
Yeah. Went up there and assassinated Buddy and his mm-hmm. whole crew. I said, hell yeah. Needed that. Another one, probably Danzo, and this is from Naruto. Danzo, because he took all the Uchiha's Sharingan eyes, and man was just holding that shit in his fucking arm like a fucking tattoos and shit. Yeah, I need that man to go.
It's fair. I think we got some good answers there.
I think a death that I was happy about was Tony Soprano's mom. I hated that.
Okay.
I never watched The Soprano. It's
pretty good.
That's yeah, it's pretty solid. Last question. And this was just a random one. Which pop star could secretly be a time traveler?
Leon Bridges.
Oh, that's a good answer, actually.
Pop star?
Kali Uchis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
We bring her up all the time, but probably Doja Cat.
Yes, I love Doja
Chapel Roan, because she'd be looking like them dumbass Renaissance people. She got all that damn powder on her face.
That's good. Sabrina Carpenter, she dressed like she from like the future and shit too as well. So throw her in there.
She's slowly turning into the green M&M.
The green M&M.
Yeah, I ain't mad. That was a sexy ass M&M.
He's right. Unfortunately,
hey, I'll be lying too much.
What is his name? He's a kind of like a DJ kind of dude. Is it?
DJ Khaled?
No, not DJ Khaled. Katranada or something like that? I can't remember. This is black dude. He has a whole bunch of...
The ones that got the most difficult-ass names.
Yeah, okay, I got it right here. Katranada, yeah.
Katranada? I don't even know who that
is. Yeah, he has a whole bunch of like...
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he like does music like Calvin Harris. He just has a whole bunch of people on his beats and stuff like that. And he drops albums that way. Yeah, he has one with Gambino and her, Kali Uchis.
Gambino could be a time traveler.
Yeah, definitely. From where, though?
From where? He definitely seemed like he a 70s or a 60s type black man.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We'll put the posters on the Instagram. I want to see if people can come up with a few other ones, because I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, that's been 68. Another episode in the books. Thank you all for listening, as you always do. Go follow the podcast on Instagram at @BruiseAndBanter_pod. Download the show, like us, follow, subscribe, all that stuff. It really supports us, really helps us grow. And that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to grow so we can make a better show for you, better show for us, better show for the world. And with that, what do my co-hosts got?
Anime Corner Pod, like I say every week. We got spring 2025. We at the midpoint. Shows I'm watching, shows I hate. Did I hate the whole season? Who knows? Just check out the episode and you'll find out.
Yeah, fuck Elon, fuck Jared Kushner, free Palestine, fuck them white folks. I hate all them bitches, and that's all I got to say.
That was really fire. I was hoping I didn't have to wait till after that. But Jessica, you've now been called out to make an appearance on the show, and also Raina. I know y'all listen maybe all the time.
Raina just texted me. She said hello. I forgot to tell you because my phone died like right after she sent it, but yeah.
We want y'all on the show. Come through. Don't be scared. All right. Till next time.
See y'all.